like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the Thursday, April 30th, 2015 regular session of Commissioner's Court. Commissioner Burke is going to start with our invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me, please. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so much for the beautiful day that you've given us. And Lord, we just ask your continued blessings on our county and the decisions that we make for the citizens and our employees of the county. Father, we just pray that you watch over everything that we do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is the payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
So that second was by Commissioner Spencer, sorry.
That includes the one I added at the last minute.
Juvenile probation?
Yes.
Yes.
He had asked me to do that a month ago, but at the time the state had not approved the budget amendment. Now they have. I forgot about it.
Okay. Three E are our accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, and the state and county tax summary.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Jury payments.
This is history. I try to like it.
3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item four, discuss and take action on the following actions regarding the STEP contract number 7215016 on behalf of Union Grove Water Supply Corporation. Authorize county judge to enter into contracts with Amazing Grants for grant management services and Hayes Engineering for project engineering. Resolutions designating individuals as authorized signatories, declaring May as Fair Housing Month, appoint Mary Kay Thomas, the Labor Standards Officer, and authorize publication of a Fair Housing and Update Section 3 requirements.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve all those actions. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item five is discuss and take action to accept offer for full struck-off amount for property described in tax suit 12-28TX. And Barbara's here if there's any questions.
Yeah, this is for property out in Union Hill ISD, 11.187 acres off the Waterboat Road. This is a bid for $12,681, which does cover the total due at the time of the sale. Awesome.
Okay.
So I recommend y'all.
So we'll get our money back on the tax roll.
Yeah.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the sale of the struck-off property. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Item six is discuss and take action to approve a communication policy for communication disabilities, hearing impairment. As many of you know, for the last 5 years, we have had a case open with the Department of Justice regarding Americans with Disabilities Act. I have spoken to the person who works the case in Washington, and she has said that she understands we may not be able to do all the things that they required of us. However, if we will do this one last thing, which is adopt this policy regarding how county employees and law enforcement will handle people with hearing disabilities, then they will close the case. And we will no longer be under the hand of the Department of Justice, which is a very good thing.
Another one bites the dust.
Amen.
And this is the policy, and then it's a handout that the sheriff will give all of the deputies.
Okay. I move to approve the policy for communication with disabilities.
Second.
Second.
Motion by, they got it down here. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burkett to approve the policy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. I'm sending one original to them and one for the record.
You said that was Mike and Frank?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're just about to finish them sub-courthouse.
Blackwater?
Uh-huh. Just about to get that done. Yeah. Get a pad down there.
Well, she read my letter last year. She referenced it the other day. She said, I read your letter. I know you can't afford it at all. So
good.
If you'll do this, we'll close it.
But I think it's super.
Back.
Yeah, I want that copy back.
Finally got somebody with some sense, maybe.
Yeah, she's very nice. Item seven is discuss and take action to paint the county auditor's office on the first floor and the third floor. Brandy and Linda are going to be moving, and so they'd like to paint that office downstairs.
Is my pink okay?
I'm joking.
I approve the hot
as long, as long as you're moving, can we move you a little farther?
I think sure. That was okay. My name, please.
And what I'd like to do in here is paint it the same color as my office.
Okay.
Courthouse yellow.
The courthouse. Yeah, the renovation colors.
Historical.
Oh, up here.
Yeah. In this office.
I'll move to approve with first. the first and third floor auditor offices to be repainted.
For y'all's office. I know who's buying it, this office, but who's doing the paint for your office?
Whatever, y'all tell me, I don't care. Who's doing the painting or who's buying the paint?
Who's buying the paint?
Y'all tell me. We're not real clear on this.
I don't know how we got on this thing where people buy their own paint.
Neither.
I'm glad some people did, but.
Because when I asked to paint mine, I was told that if it was painted white or courthouse yellow, that the county would buy it. But anything other than those two colors, I had to buy it myself.
But that never was the policy.
Who told you that?
I didn't tell you that, did I?
I didn't. I had the same issue. I was told the same thing. And I'm not going to tell me if you told me.
Look like Don and I just don't paint.
It's already white and ugly.
It's white.
You need a motion to approve buying the paint?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we paint and buy the paint.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the painting and for the county to buy the paint. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye. And you know I love you, but I've got to, I mean, I've done it to everybody else. So
I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote, but I'd sure like to say something first. No, I vote aye.
Well, you know, I can understand one of those is going to be a public room now.
Yeah.
So it's not all.
No, really, what did I tell you
before? This is going to be yellow.
Two years ago?
That if it was white or courthouse yellow,
okay,
that the county would do it, but if not.
If it was a historic color or,
right.
Okay.
That's really
and
what
so,
it was.
And we've made everybody else have to buy it.
That,
and
yeah.
So that's why I'm having to stick to my guns.
It doesn't matter to me. We just lack rules. We lack consistency. And we just
no
have
kidding.
Time to
turn okay, then I'm being consistent with what I know. No.
We're going to buy you paint one of those colors.
It's passed 3-1. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve the payment of repairs and upgrades to the audio system in the 115th District Courtroom from the contingency line item.
I spoke with the judge a few minutes ago, and she's good with this, that we all need to plan ahead a little more, and she for that, and we're going to budget the courthouse sound system for we need to put that in next year's budget.
Okay.
So
no action today.
So no action today, except we need to pay for the current amplifier that went out. Mm-hmm. And also, I would like to say, if this system goes down again, we should probably go ahead and spend the money to fix it.
I agree.
So, but
that's
we need budget for this next year.
Already for the amplifier that they put in.
Okay.
And can we pay that out of building improvements?
Building maintenance.
Yeah.
And
no.
Y'all's
which
department?
Your budget.
The Justice Center one?
It ought to come out.
This
didn't come out down there.
It would be there because that's that whole block, right? Do they have that?
It would be. It would be if we had initially put enough money in there. That's kind of a problem because we're not going to that split. We didn't really know where we were at.
And they have not had enough money. They've had to move money from HVAC several times. So if something happens with
it. We're going to have to adjust that in the next
or would
in this
this
coming
be a
budget.
Contingency because, you know, we've still got 6 months to go on our.
It was a contingent event. We had no idea it was going to happen. It went out 3 days before our capital murder trial started.
So I say contingency.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to pay the $544.99 out of contingency. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I do have a question.
Aye.
Yes.
Part of their quote was adding the hearing assistance system.
And we're going to budget and put that in there for this next time, too.
Will that keep us compliant with our...
We're in the process of doing it, so
okay.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm answering that for you.
Can they
sorry.
Go ahead and pay that now instead of waiting until the next pay cycle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please.
That's what I was going to do. That's what we need to do.
But we got to find.
You want this back with me with my signature on it?
This is plan. You know that's the plan. You gotta be able to plan.
That action was approved to be paid out of contingency. Item 9 is discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of unanticipated revenue and adopt special budget for same.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Barca to approve those actions. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
And that's another check from TAC for insurance.
There's no roads involved in this.
And I'll call and make sure that quote's still good when we get back to budget time.
Item 10 is discuss and take action to file replat of Stringfellow Park. This is in Commissioner Barca's precinct.
This is just a replat, and so there's nothing other than this $51 filing fees involved, and there's no roads involved in it. Andy, there's nothing that I see, so make a motion to approve this replat. So.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the replat of Stringfellow Park. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
I'm Libby Gamble, Remax Lake Country, and I'm representing Randy Putman for Putman Farms. I spoke with Ms. Gentry a couple weeks ago, got the plats, and she left me a voicemail that went to outer space, and I never received it, but I found out Tuesday at 3:45 I needed to have some stuff from Robert Spate from the Northeast Texas Wastewater Management. So I got all those from the engineer yesterday, emailed them to Mr. Spate, who was on his way to Austin for a conference. So I'm asking y'all to table this until the next meeting, and at that time, Randy Putman will be here because my son will be graduating from college that day, so I won't be able to be here for him. And then hopefully I'll have all the documents together. I do have them today. I just don't have Mr. Spate's approval, and I have to have those before y'all can approve this.
So just the tax certificate?
I have that.
And you got everything?
Tax certificate, engineer's report. I just need Mr. Spate's thumbs up and signature, and we're ready to go.
Okay, good deal.
Okay.
I drove out there the other day after I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice piece of property.
It is.
Yeah, it's very nice. Thanks for coming today, and we'll get it on the agenda next time.
Okay, thank you.
We just pass it, or you want to table it?
Yeah, just no action.
No action, okay.
Yeah.
There's not a third one, is there?
Yeah, there's a second one, little one.
I missed that one. The second one?
Oh, yeah.
Here, you want to come down here?
Just a bit.
Well, it's all.
I've been thinking about something for all of us.
Yeah.
Maybe like pass things around, get them signed beforehand, Brandy. I've just been thinking about, you know, passing things around beforehand, getting them signed. I don't know. I mean, technically it's not voted on, but.
You know how I am about the paper.
Oh, yeah.
So I might. Have a problem not saying that it's not approved.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not a good idea. Don't we'll violate open meetings.
At least it's an idea.
Item 12 is discuss and take action to appoint sick leave pool board members. And who did y'all have in mind?
I have three that I've asked. All three actually are non-compliant right now. I was looking back through our notebook. So I have Ruth Whiteside, Lisa Tiffeller, and Nancy Thompson that have agreed to be on there.
Motion to approve.
Second.
And I made some forms, if that's okay, so we can actually have proof in the minutes, because
I don't think Meyer ever did that. It's hard to actually have, to be able to look back and find what we've done.
Who was the second?
I did.
Meyer. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to appoint Ruth Whiteside, Lisa Tefteller, and Nancy Thompson to the sick leave pool board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Rick, I know you're going to recuse yourself and probably leave the court next time, so before you depart, I would ask you, who did we pay the $544.99 to the courtroom to tell us, please?
Mutt Music.
Mutt Music, MUNDP, that's Longview?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, because of the rules regarding my financial interest in First National Bank, I'm going to leave for item 13 and turn the meeting over to Commissioner Spencer.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see that coming. Okay, Brandy, we're at the bank bids. What do we have on those?
After looking over the bids that we have, to me, First National is not even in the process yet.
Okay.
They didn't even put anything really good effort into it. Look over Austin and Prosperity. To me, the daily aspects that we do, Austin Bank overall, is my recommendation, is the best. Fees is lower on our daily aspects. So my recommendation is Austin Bank.
Okay, and if we did switch to Prosperity, we would have some extended cost.
Yes. I mean, some things were lower on their part, but overall, I think Austin Bank.
Austin Bank, yeah. Okay.
That's who we're doing business with now.
Yes.
Don't have much. Auditor, do you agree with that?
I looked over to talk with Brandy Vick this morning, and we have the same feelings. Like she said, some things were lower, but over the long run, Prosperity even had a balance charge that we don't currently pay, and that's a long-term cost, so I feel Austin Bank is probably the best and most bid.
A balance charge?
We have to keep a certain amount in every banking account. And right now we have some banking accounts that we don't keep. It's just in and out. And they make us keep a certain amount or we get a charge.
Okay. So are you saying that financially Austin probably is the better deal? Prosperity may have been the next one and Gilmer the last one?
Gilmer First didn't National. Even put one in, did
And
they?
First National the last one.
Yeah, we only had the three.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But First National failed to include a check in their bid, which
that's right.
One completed bid package.
Right, that's right. Okay.
Well, no, they did.
They
I'm
did.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, you did? Okay.
They did finally bring it a couple of days later. Yes,
okay.
But they're
okay.
Just.
No sense.
They okay. Didn't. They didn't even compare to anything that the others did have.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion that we approve Austin Bank as our
second
bank.
Motion by Commissioner Burka to approve Austin Bank as our financial depository, seconded by Commissioner Gentry. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed?
For how long?
For what's our term? 2 year
two
term.
2 years.
For the next 2 years on the motion. Motion passes 4-0 to have Austin Bank as our financial depository.
Move to adjourn?
Second.
I bet you do.
Motion
that.
Made to adjourn? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
2 years.